Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will visit President Trump at the White House tomorrow, which also happens to be the first day of the public hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Congress and U.S. allies have harshly criticized Erdogan for launching an attack on the Kurds in northern Syria. The Kurds have been a key American ally in the fight against ISIS. That attack happened after President Trump announced the U.S. would withdraw troops from northeast Syria ahead of a Turkish military operation in the region. With all of this as the backdrop, we wanted to learn more about the Turkish leader and his motivations. Asla Aydın Taşbaş is a senior policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations, and she joins us from Ankara. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about President Erdogan's background. He has a long career in politics, considers himself a conservative Democrat. What more can you tell us about him?
Well, he's an Islamist who has, in his first term, Erdogan was a reformer. He's been in power for 17 years, and a good part of the first 8 years was about taking Turkey on a reform path, liberalizing sort of freedom of speech, and then, very importantly, trying to take Turkey into the European Union. And I would say since 2011 or maybe 12, he's become increasingly more authoritarian, has sort of dropped his liberal instincts. And today he more, and this is true for people like Viktor Orban in Hungary, but also true for Erdogan, today he's more of a nationalist. And I think that he has also become, I think, far more suspicious of Turkey's Western allies. In particular, since the failed coup attempt in 2016, in many ways, he makes it very clear that he blames the United States for this. And the Syria and refugee crisis and U.S. support for Syrian Kurds has only made it worse. So the Erdogan that you see today on a domestic level, in terms of the tone, the tenor, the messages, is a very nationalist figure. He started out as a reformer, as an Islamist who had become a reformer. He wanted people to call him a Muslim Democrat to suggest that he's no different than Christian Democrats. But I think today he's cutting a very different profile.
Asla, I want to get to his suspicion of the West in just a moment. But I want to ask you more about Erdogan's role and his how people perceive him in Turkey. So you mentioned that he survived a coup in 2016. He's really cracked down on dissent, arresting a lot of opponents and journalists. How strong is his grip on power right now?
Erdogan is finding that having been in power for too long with a new generation of Turks that want change and they're urbanized and don't really care about Islam as a sort of political identity. They may be conservative or not, but they don't want their lives to be organized around Islam. He's finding it difficult to appeal to the younger voters.
Can we talk a little bit more about the relationship between our president, Trump, and Erdogan? It seems very accommodating. What's the backstory between those two?
We don't know the backstory, but what the story that we see is that they seem to be very close. Erdogan sees in Trump a man who fights the deep state. Deep state is a word that originated in Turkey. It's basically in Erdogan's worldview, if you are elected, you ought to have greater liberty in being able to decide what happens, sort of at times being able to override public concerns, bureaucratic concerns, or congressional concerns. And I think that you see some of those themes appearing in Trump. But beyond that, I think they have done each other's favors, particularly President Trump's decision not to impose sanctions on Turkey after Ankara decided to buy a major Russian missile system called S-400 was very important for President Erdogan and for the Turkish economy.
Well, apparently President Trump is supposed to confront him about that during their meeting this week. I'm curious what you will be watching for when the two meet this week.
I think media will be paying a lot of attention to Syrian Kurds, but the real negotiation will be about the S-400s, the Russian system. So Turkey buys this, and Trump sort of gives a green light in the sense that he's made it very clear this summer, after the system has arrived, that he's not going to sanction Turkey. But I think for reasons I don't understand, maybe it also has to do with U.S. politics, I now understand from media that he's going to be tough on S-400.
That is the talk that we're hearing as well during this meeting. So a lot to watch for. Asla Aydıntaşbaş is a senior policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.